a business that you are obsessed with, built on the effortless feminine frequency, breaking all the freaking rules, having a lot of fun, and being a match for big money. This is Big Business Energy with Milana Saranok. So welcome back to the podcast. I'm very excited that we are back in action, filming and recording so many new episodes. And today's episode is probably the number one most asked question that I get in my business. And so I know you are going to love this one, and I hope you get a whole lot out of it. Before I dive into the episode, a quick reminder that Empower Sales Academy is going to be closing next week. So our enrollment period is going to end, and the two fast action taker bonuses that are available right now are going away. And those bonuses are two trainings. So you get a 60K launch debrief training. This is a debrief of like step by step of exactly how I had a 60K launch the first time that I launched a mastermind. So you're going to love this because I show you the offer, the timeline, the conversations that I had with people, how many people spoke to me, how many people said yes, how many people said no, how many people went in other offers. Like, I show you all of that behind the scenes. And then the other training that you get is a training about 11 ways to create a fast cash injection. This is probably alone on its own can literally just make your investment back, because you can implement this in an afternoon and create cash in your business, which I love, because money gets to be easy and money gets to just feel really good in business. And this is my wish and dream for you. So if you want to get your hands on these, go ahead to the link in the show notes and click on the sales page, have a look at all the details, have a look at all the payment plans, select which feels best for you, and join us inside. And I'll see you on the next ESA Q&A call this month in March. So, podcast episode this week, what we're talking about and what I'm sharing. Top ask question that I get is, how do you only work 4 hours a day? And even like, do you actually just work 4 hours a day? Now, the truth is that the caveat, of course, is that sometimes this may vary. Sometimes it may be that I work a little bit more. Sometimes it may be that I work a little bit less. But overall, for the most part, it works out to be 4 hours a day or less. So I'll give you an example. This week, I just went on a little holiday with my family, like a few days away trip. On Monday, I didn't work because we were on our trip, and all I did was post a couple of Instagram stories. So that may have taken me about 20 minutes. On Tuesday, I didn't work at all because we were driving, and we had this long ass drive, and I just didn't feel like working. And I think on Tuesday, I may have posted like one or two stories, and that was it. That may have taken 5 or 10 minutes. Today, I am working, which is Wednesday. I'm recording this podcast episode. And before I sat down to work, so I did the school drop off, I did all the things. And before I sat down to work, I had to like do some of the washing from our holiday and strip the sheets and change the sheets and like do all of these things that were just waiting for me, restock the fridge, like just little errands that are like life. And so I didn't actually start working till maybe about 12, and I only have till 2:30 to work because I then have to go and pick up my son from school. And this podcast episode is literally the last thing I'm doing today. And after that, tomorrow, I'm only going to be working a couple of hours because I have something important that I have to be doing in the morning. So I'm only going to have about 2 hours of work, which is totally fine. And then on Friday, I'll probably have 4 hours that I can just fully sit down and dedicate. So I don't know what that all works out to, but this week it's been less than 4 hours a day. And this is often, this is not a one-off occurrence. This happens often. And the reason why I share that is not because, oh my God, it's so freaking cool to only work 4 hours a day. I share that because I truly don't think you actually need to work more than that once you have certain things in place. So let me share. When you build out a sales and marketing system that can support your business and that will generate sales and repeat and is consistent and repeatable, you do not need to work more than 4 hours a day. And in fact, I would say if you are working more than 4 hours a day, we possibly have problems. Like, why? I would be really looking into your business and seeing why. One of the first things that I tell my mastermind and my private clients is work less. Work less, because a lot of the times we are just working and it's busy work. We're just doing things that we think we need to be doing or that we see other people doing, or that our subconscious is telling us do, 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 because it thinks that by doing more, we're going to make more. And all of those things are lies. None of those things actually make you more money. What actually makes you more money in your business is mastering the foundations, mastering the foundational things in business that always create more sales, for one. And two, what always makes you more money is that when you know what levers to pull in business, you will always, always be able to complete your sales activities within a few hours a day. And then, depending on how you've set up your business, the rest of your time will probably be just delivery time, like you actually delivering on what you have done and promised for your clients. So, in saying that, I want to share with you what the core things that I have in place in my business are that support me to work 4 hours a day, and also what it is I actually do in those 4 hours when I am working. The first thing is that I have set up a business that only requires my time with clients to be extremely minimal. And this is very intentional and by design. I have no desire to be on client calls from morning to night. I have no desire to be in my Voxer all day long. That's just not how I want to live my life and my business. And frankly, I didn't quit corporate. I didn't quit a law job where I was working 12 hours a day just so I can replicate this in my business and then work 12 hours a day in my business. Like, to some people, that may sound sexy. To some people, that may be cool. For me, it's not. And this isn't me bashing working hard. I think that working hard is great and amazing. And truly, when you are working on the things that you love in your business, it feels effortless. And there are times in my business that I do work more than 4 hours. There are times where I work a 10-hour day. Rare, but there are times. And it feels like nothing. It feels so easy and flowy and amazing. And that's, of course, because I love what I do. But do I want to do that every day? Do I want to set up a business where that's required of me consistently? No, and I'm just not interested in that. And so what I am interested in and what I've created for myself in my business is a system and a way where my one-on-one time is at a minimal. So for example, the way my product suite is set up is primarily 90% passive offers. Offers that require no or very, very tiny bit of my time. And the high level offers that do require my time, like one-on-one or my mastermind, are offers that I get to choose how much I take on or how little, and that my income doesn't rely on. So I don't want a business where I am reliant on signing one-on-one clients all the time. Like, that just does not sound like a vibe to me. Personally, it's just, that's not it. And what I love is working with a small handful of one-on-one clients at a time and absolutely going deep with them and feeling the space to work with them without the pressure of, I have 15 clients and it feels stressful because there are so many of you and, oh my God, I'm hating this, and then I become resentful. That's not what I want for my life. And so that's the first thing. There's a product suite in place. And that product suite, I would say, is the most supportive thing for me, because if I didn't have that product suite, then no matter, these other things wouldn't matter, because if I only had like high ticket one-on-one offers to sell, it doesn't matter how like quick my sales activities are, I'm adding on more work and more one-on-one time. And again, not interested. So that's the first thing. Second thing is that I know which levers to pull at this point in order to create sales. Actually, before this, let me rewind. Let me say something before this. The second thing actually is that other than my product suite, things are already set up in place for sales to be easy. For example, the offers that I create already have magnetic messaging and they're structured as irresistible offers. This makes sales 10x easier because I don't have to start off with the high burden of convincing people this is something they want, this is something they should buy. I start off at a place where people already know they want this, they already know that it's a great offer, and they're already interested. That makes it so much easier for me to sell because I'm not spending half my time convincing people you should buy this. It becomes a no-brainer, like, of course I should buy this. Of course this makes sense. Of course I want this, right? It's so much easier to sell to a person who has walked into a shoe shop and they're looking for shoes. It's so much easier to sell to them than it is to go through a shopping center and try and find all the people who may want shoes. Because you're going to spend a lot of time sifting through a lot of people who are not interested in shoes. They don't care about shoes. But it's so much easier when the person comes to you and they're like, I already know I want shoes. I already think your shoes are of good quality. I already believe in your shoes. I think that your shoes are valuable. How can I purchase those shoes? I'm interested. So much easier. And what creates so much of this for me is my messaging and my content. The third thing is the daily sales activities. So I would say my two core daily sales activities that I just know which levers to pull when I perform these activities is selling every day and it's content every day. So I know that if I create the right type of content and if I sell in a way that gets people to see the value of what I am selling very quickly, they're going to say yes. And even just generally the act of selling, like of showing up, of letting people know about my offer. And at this point, that feels really natural and easy for me. Like there is no weirdness in me around talking about my offers, even if no one is buying. Like that has long gone. That ship has sailed. Like I would say 4 years ago or 5 years ago, I was a person that was like, well, I've talked about my offer 3 times and no one has inquired. And that means no one wants it. And oh my God, I can never talk about it again because people are going to be like, well, clearly no one wants her stuff. And if you operate your business from that mindset, you're always going to say, stay small. It's always going to be a small business. And I'm not interested in a small business. I'm interested in a big business that feels light and effortless. And light and effortless means I want to do my sales activities. I want to do them in a way that is the fastest, easiest way to do them, simplest way that feels most aligned to me. And I want to make sure that I know when I'm doing them, they're making an impact. I'm not just like shooting in the dark, doing things and hoping that they work. I'm doing things that I know for a fact they're going to work. And because I know for a fact they're going to work, that little period, if there is a period of like no one biting, doesn't deter me. We're good. Like in my head, that's not a sign. Like say I was going to talk about an offer for 7 days. And let's say I'm talking about it for 5 days and no one inquires. I'm saying like, DM me and here's a link and blah, blah, blah. And no one's inquiring and no one's purchasing. Because I have the right systems in place, because I have all of these things I've just talked about, because I know which levers I'm pulling, I'm not deterred because I know I'm doing the right thing. And in my head, I'm not saying to myself, no one wants this, I suck. I'm saying to myself, they are on the edge of saying yes. They are this close to buying. Like there could be 10 people right now waiting to click that link and check out. And so I'm going to keep going. And because I keep going, I see the results. The reason why people don't keep going is because either they've been doing the thing and they're not seeing the results, and because they don't trust the process that they're following, they stop because they're like, it's probably not working. They change it. And now we're zigzagging because we're using all kinds of strategies all the time and we can't actually see a result because we're constantly chopping and changing. Or their mindset is of like scarcity and they're like, oh, no one wants this, therefore I'm scrapping it, or people are judging me, therefore I'm scrapping it because my ego or I personally cannot handle the fact that someone may reject me. So once you clean up all of these things, sales become easy. And can you see how easy and effortless it is to show up and sell when you know you're doing the right stuff and you know exactly what you need to do every day? And for me, that is my sales activities and my content. I know that when I do those things, and I know in the way that I do them, because I deeply understand sales and content, I know it creates results. And so it's easy for me to do that and do it day in and day out. What else? And then I would say the rest of my day, the rest of my day, the rest of the time in my day. So my sales activities and my content generally take 30 minutes to an hour a day. If we average it out, some days it may be like more where say I'm recording a podcast and maybe some TikTok. So maybe there'll be like 2 hours of content that day, but then I'm not going to record for the rest of the week. So sometimes it's like more of a batch job, but I would say on average 30 minutes to an hour a day. And then outside of that time, anything else that I'm doing in my business is usually interacting with my team, checking in on things and interacting with clients. And circle back to one, because I have a product suite that doesn't have a lot of clients and a lot of one-on-one time. I'm not in Voxer all day long because I just don't have a business built like that. Most of the stuff is passive. So anytime I am in there with clients, maybe it depends day to day, but maybe it's an hour or 2 hours here and there. And then with my team, I would say the interaction is like a quick Voxer that may take 30 seconds a day, most days. And then every month, there is a meeting, a 1 hour meeting with my virtual assistant. So it's very streamlined. It's super streamlined. And I hope this like shows you that there is a lot of stuff that we can be doing in business a lot of the time that truly takes up a lot of time and is truly not moving the needle. And when you can start doing things that move the needle, you're going to see results so much faster, and you're going to be the person that's like, sales are so effortless, business is so easy. And then you're going to see all the content and, you know, videos and reels from all the people on the internet that get mad at this. So many people get so mad when they hear someone say business is easy or business is simple. I see content all the time that's like, I can't believe some people say business is easy and simple. That is such a lie. And I want to like hug them and take them by the hand and be like, nobody can be. And also I have a lot of compassion and understanding because I remember being the person that was like, this is so hard. It's so complicated. Why can't I figure this out? And of course, now on the other side of that, I'm like, it makes sense because I was complicating it because I didn't know what I was doing. And let me be clear. This, like the reason why I can be here in these 4 hour days, chilling, living my best life, like going on a trip with my family and like drinking cappuccinos and lounging around in bed and watching movies with my kids and going to the beach and just like having a lot of free time is because I took the time to put the foundations in place. Now, when you're putting the foundations in place, that may take you a little bit more time. You may not be able to put the foundations in place in 4 hours a day. Or if you are putting them in place in 4 hours a day, it might just take longer for those foundations to go in place. That's fine. I'd rather invest, and this is what I did. I invested a few months building out the foundations in my business, learning these core sales skills, learning these core content skills, putting in irresistible offers, creating an incredible product suite, and now I can chill and work 4 hours a day. Like, that sounds good to me. You know what I mean? Like, that is okay with me. And I often say to people who are just starting out or they're building the foundations, the first part, this foundation building part of your business, this like core jigsaw pieces of the puzzle part, is the part where it's like the rocket is taking off. In the beginning, when the rocket is taking off, it is using 90% of its fuel. That means there is a lot of energy being used in the beginning. And that is okay if you know that the rocket is going to take off and you know that the rocket is going in the direction you want it to go. Now, if you're using all that energy, which is what a lot of people are doing, and they have no idea if the rocket will even take off, and once it takes off, it goes in a direction where they're like, well, I didn't want this, then that's a problem. But if you know that you're doing the right things, you're okay with using 90% of the energy because once the rocket is launched, it's cruising, it's easy, it's simple. And this is what we want for your business. So hopefully that inspires you to know that you can build a really simple, streamlined, easy business that creates easy, effortless sales. And you can build a business around your life. Like, you can build a business that supports you. Maybe you just want to travel and that's fine. Maybe you just want to be at the spa every freaking day. Like, that's just what you want. Maybe you want to be reading books all day long. Maybe you want to be spending time working on yourself. Maybe you want to read self-development books and do breath work and go to yoga, go to Pilates. Maybe you want to be a mom and spend most of your day with your kids doing mom stuff. Like, I love doing that. I'm going to go pick up my kids now. I'm going to go pick up my son from school. I'm going to go pick up my other son who's been at the grandparents. And we've got the whole rest of the day free. We're going to bake some muffins. I'm going to bake some banana muffins with them with some choc chips. We're going to make like a raspberry loaf. We're going to go for a walk to the park. We're going to chill. It's going to be amazing. I'm going to cook some dinner while they play. Like, this is what I love knowing I get to do and I can do and my days can look like. And I love being able to share that with you because I want you to know it's possible for you as well when you have these things in place and when you're focusing on the right stuff. So I hope this was inspiring and it moves you into action. And if you love this episode, please, please share it on your social media. Share it with someone that may need this encouragement. And if you have any feedback and you want to tell me how this shifted things for you, let me know. Send me a message. I would love to hear it. I will see you and speak to you on next week's episode. Have an amazing week. Bye.